I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Charlize Theron says she got a herniated disc in her neck because she was laughing too hard. I guess she was telling, she was on some late night show, and she was talking about how you have to be careful about your neck in all situations, and she was laughing. She's like, oh, God, like that. Did you see that other guy had a stroke because of his neck?
That's what I heard.
So another guy, there's all these stories about your neck. So this other guy, he was getting like a massage, and he cracked his neck, like, he had a stroke because it pinched off that big artery. Another woman last week, she also cracked her neck, and now she's paralyzed from the neck down.
You know, I have that phobia, too. Oh. I don't go to chiropractors.
I don't either.
Because I'm afraid they're going to snap
me. That one girl died.
You know what I'm saying?
So there was a playmate, and she was getting adjusted in Los Angeles, and she died.
If you believe in that, and you're all for it, and it's worked for you, more power to you. I'm just going with me, okay? I don't want to go in there and somebody, like, cracking my back and cracking my neck and my legs.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
I'm watching Fox 31. It's just on in here.
Okay.
Will you see what happened with the Cheesecake Factory and their food safety?
Oh, no.
I know. It's my favorite place.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know either. They're doing report cards, you know? So I don't know if anything bad happened or good happened because they switch them up and you never know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So will you just look and see if...
I'm looking.
Okay, thank you.
I'll go anyway.
I love it that much,
too.
I don't care.
I don't care if rats are running through the kitchen.
I don't think that happened, so we don't have to say that.
I'm just saying. I don't care if it's rats.
Okay.
I'll still go. I love it.
I love the Cheesecake
Me
Factory.
Me, too.
Those chicken lettuce wraps,
you know what? Fox,
with the tie.
I feel like Fox is trying to bury them.
We don't know.
They're my favorite restaurant.
We don't know. We don't know if it's anything bad or good. I don't have any information. Just hold on before you say anything.
Forget I said that.
God.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, because sometimes they put on people on that passed it with, like, you know. Awards and stuff.
Man, I'll bet you these restaurants, they hate when Fox 31 comes rolling through the door with a camera and saying, hey, the report card chair, we're here to check you. Because then you got to start hiding stuff and cleaning stuff.
Right. And what if they got like an A+ and I just saw it wrong or something?
No, I don't think you make it with an A+.
Yeah, they have A+ and Fs.
I think you got to have Ds and Fs.
No. They'll even show you who got A+s. I promise they do, because that one's an A+. The Wild Sage Deli is an A+. They just gave it an A+.
Really?
Yeah, in Westminster.
I like the Cheesecake Factory better.
You've never even been to the Wild Sage Deli. I'm not doing this.
Even if it has rats, I don't care.
Somebody said, my boss a little over a year ago cracked his neck and had a stroke as well.
Ooh. Oh.
That's not good. Right?
Yeah.
So bad. I'm with you, though. That chiropractor crap, man, scares me.
I don't think Jamie and I are going to be endorsing chiropractors anytime soon.
No.
I think we just killed that.
Yeah, that might not be on the air anytime. Yeah. Sorry.
I don't think
so. A lot of people swear by it.
You know what? Everybody has that thing where you're, you know, there's certain things that you're in fear of, you know?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things for me. I don't find that very natural that people can you grab you and, you know, snap your back back into shape or something. I'm just not for it.
Manipulate you.
Well, whatever. That has nothing to do with it.
Okay. What is going on today? Today is a jacked up day. We are jacked up today.
I feel like I'm on fire.
No, you're not on fire. You're
I feel
stupid.
Like it.
You're stupid. You're dumb.
Well, that's mean. That is really mean.
Is it really? I don't.
I mean, I know you well, but you can't say that to me.
All right, you're dumb.
Challenged. I'm a little challenged.
See what I mean? What are we doing, you guys? What is happening? Let me go on. Okay. Cardi B says she's using her stripper experience in her new movie with J-Lo. It's called Hustlers, and this clip will make you crazy.
I had to be in this movie. All the actress in the movie, I could tell them, like, no. This is how it goes.
Yeah.
What is wrong with her?
I don't know.
You know what? Now that's dumb. You're not dumb, but she's dumb.
That is dumb.
Oh my God.
You know, but it makes sense. I mean, if you're a stripper or a former stripper, then a stripper role, you would know it.
Well, that's true.
It's no different. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
I don't know why that's earth shattering, groundbreaking news.
I don't even know why I have the clip. I apologize.
Yeah, you're not on your game today, are you?
I'm really not. No. Really,
well, boy, I'm on fire.
You are so good.
Thank God I'm here.
What would I do without you?
I know.
I went to the chiropractor 2 months ago, and about a month ago, I had a small stroke. Oh, my God.
Look, let's not blame the chiropractor for that. All I'm saying is I just don't find it natural that they're, you know, cracking your bones.
Mm-hmm. Sean, did you find anything out about the Cheesecake Factory?
No, but I am learning a lot about a bunch of other restaurants. Gee whiz.
Yeah.
I don't care about the others.
Well, you might.
No, I don't go there. Cheesecake. That's all I care about.
Nothing's different today. Your show is stupid every day. Wow.
That's our boss's number.
I know. I thought he was out today.
I thought he liked us.
It's crazy. By the way, I have such guilt because we're having a huge party here today.
Yeah.
For Cinco de Mayo.
We are.
A humongous party here, and I'm flying away.
Yeah.
I have to go to the airport.
I don't feel like Cinco de Mayo is one of those celebrations that you can celebrate anything except for May 5th.
You don't?
I think you have to skip the office party if it doesn't fall on an office day.
Hold on, I got it.
Why are you drinking already?
I guess I got something in my throat. I'm way better, I think.
I've got something for you here.
Okay.
The 16th Street Mall Cheesecake Factory is the 10th most fined restaurant in Denver.
Oh!
Yeah, it says they take their food safety and sanitation very seriously.
Uh-huh.
But they are concerned with all of these fines. Inspectors cited the restaurant multiple times for not keeping food cold enough.
Oh, that's not good. Okay.
Yeah. So there you go.
So it's the one on the 16th Street Mall.
Yes, it is.
Mm. The 10th most fined restaurant in Denver.
3,250 citations.
No, $3,250 in citations.
3,250 in citations.
I started to say 3,000 would get you closed down, Sean. Good Lord. Hey, who's number one? Do they give you a list?
Can I guess?
I'd like to know who's number one on that list of all time most fines.
I mean, I don't want to. Can I get sued if I guess?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there.
Starts with a P.
P.
It's three letters.
P. Three letters.
Are those all the ones? Okay, I'm done with that. Let's concentrate, Jamie. You do this to me.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, because then you start asking him which one is the one that's most fine, and now I'm looking over at the screen.
I'm just wondering who's the most fine.
I know, but I'm just focused. I have the ADHD.
I don't want to guess at it. I'd like to name the one that's most fine because it's public knowledge if it's in an article somewhere.
So I have that ADD, ADHD, RDBD, 12, whatever. And so my doctor that I love so much, that I go see sometimes. He said that he could give me that. What's that stuff that makes you skinny?
I don't know.
Adderall?
Yes! Should I be put on it?
What's number one, Sean?
Listen, do you think I should get on Adderall?
No.
Why?
I just don't.
He said it'll help me with my ADD, ADHD.
I'm not for any drugs whatsoever. I'm not.
If it helps me focus.
Don't ask me a question if you don't like my answer.
Sean, should I get on Adderall?
You know, Jamie, I would say yes. I also wonder sometimes if I could use a little focus myself.
Yeah.
So,
And with a little weight loss, this is fantastic.
How bad could it be to just give it a try and
Let's
see if
try
it helps?
It. Let's try it.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to try it.
Okay. Today?
No, I have to go to the airport today. Well, but Monday, I'm going to give Adderall a try.
Okay.
And we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Adderall.
I'm going to be laser focused. I don't know. I guess it just focuses you. You could probably use some.
Could me?
Yeah.
I think I'm on fire. Killing it today.
Really?
Yeah. You guys are holding me back, actually.
Oh, we are?
I could do so much more.
Do you want me to just be silent and you take it from here?
Well.
Somebody says, Adderall is amazing. Adderall is the best appetite suppressant. Adderall is highly addictive. And it's a methamphetamine product. Whatever. Somebody else has ADD, and they said Adderall really helps. This could be great for me. I mean, because I'm really always.
Has the
off
doctor
track.
Said that to you?
That what?
That you need it?
I said.
Or you just came up with this on your own?
No, I said to the doctor. I said, so can I tell you something? He's like, yeah, whatever. I said, so sometimes I start projects and I don't finish them, and I don't get why I keep doing that. Like I start these big grandiose projects and I never finish. And I don't feel like I'm lazy. I just get bored with whatever I'm doing.
That's a personality trait.
He said it was an ADD thing.
Well, who's the doctor here? Me. He's wrong.
And he said, so you have problems focusing? I go, yeah. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I want to do this. Oh, wait, look, over there. Maybe I want to do this. And he said, well, it sounds like you have ADD.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you're seeing a quack.
Don't call him that.
He's a quack.
He listens to our show.
He's a quack. You walk into somebody, that's very irresponsible in my opinion. You walk into somebody and you say, I'm having trouble focusing. Okay, here's some Adderall.
Wow.
Quack,
wow.
Quack.
No, if I describe my symptoms and he's like, it sounds like you have ADD or ADHD or whatever I have.
I don't need you hooked on something. That is not going to be good for
I think it'd be great.
Please. Please.
Look, I only have 300 steps in.
I'm begging.
At least it'll make me walk around.
Don't listen to that
quack. He's not a quack. He listens to the show.
Good morning, Dr. Quack.
Somebody said, can you see? She needs it because she can't even focus on tabloid trash. See? Proof positive I need it. I would do these reports so well if I had Adderall.
Who's the number one restaurant, Sean? Who's been fined the most?
Somebody said, you'd be shocked to know this, but Casa Bonita gets A pluses all the time.
Yeah, really? They do. Yeah. They're one of the best restaurants in the city of Denver.
I didn't say they weren't clean. Their food just is crap.
Whoa.
They don't taste. It doesn't taste good.
Yes, it does.
It does
when
not,
was the last
Sean?
Time you were there?
No, look.
I go there once a year.
It only takes one, Sean.
I go once a year, so I feel like I'm more of an expert on the food than you. I've had the hamburger, I've had the chicken fried steak, the enchiladas, I've had the burrito, and the taco platter.
Wow, he's kind of got you there.
And the sopapillas, come on. To die for.
I feel like he's got you.
Well, that's a whole different thing, though. I'm going on taste. You know, they might be an A-plus when it comes to cleanliness, but, you know, that's different.
I love that Casa Bonita, but it is very hard to bring people there.
Why?
Because that food is awful.
Yeah.
It's, you know, because you want to take them there because the out-of-towners, you know, because it's kind of a cool vibe.
Landmark.
Yeah, but oh my God.
Yeah.
Like when people said the food is terrible, don't you think they're joking until you go there?
No, I've been there.
What? You're not listening. ADHD. But didn't you think they were joking until you went there? You thought in your head, there's no way it could be that bad. No way that it could be that bad. And then you go and you're like, holy crap, this is bad.
Yeah.
You think everybody's exaggerating. They're not.
Yeah.
I think you need Adderall.
I don't know about Sean. I don't know about his taste buds.
You're questioning
his
buds.
I really don't.
You're questioning his buds.
I mean, I don't know how. He just loves that place. It's like his favorite place in town.
It's nasty, Sean.
I don't get it.
I'm not questioning your buds, though. He likes everything.
I'm questioning your buds, man.
Well, my buds are rock solid.
Sean don't eat anything.
Yeah, like, that's true, too.
I mean, he's lactose intolerant, and he still, like, drinks milk.
True.
Poor Dylan.
Yeah.
Who's number one on that list, Sean?
Oh,
the most fine. Have you found it yet?
You can't believe how many people are agreeing that I need to get on Adderall based on this report alone.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh.
I've thought about it for myself.
You did?
I have. Because I feel scattered a lot.
I do too. But we think that yours is just pot, though.
Yeah. We can't tell you're scattered.
No, we think it's marijuana intake.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Good answer. I think that says it all. That was a great answer.
What was that?
Perfect.
Oh,
you
my
couldn't
God.
Have said it better, Sean.
Oh, Lord. All right. I'm done. I'm getting out of this. There you go. Tabloid trash. Holy hell.
That was absolutely the best there.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.